In the lunchtime edition, former DLP General Secretary Steve Blackett calls on the party's rank and file to rise up against his expulsion, saying he's hurt by the development. The also expelled former president, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, calls it a dark day for the party. Bermuda gears up for the passage of Hurricane Ernesto, and travelers to Africa advised to consider getting the monkeypox vaccine. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Steve Blackett is calling on the rank and file of the Democratic Labour Party to rise up in opposition to his expulsion from the party. Mr. Blackett, who was suspended over his opposition to the DLP's new political leader, Ralph Thorne, was last night expelled from the opposition party, along with the suspended president, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. In a notice to DLP members late last night, the acting general secretary, Pedro Shepherd, announced the decision.
The General Council of the Democratic Labour Party met last evening and received an extensive report from the party's disciplinary committee with respect to the committee's investigation into charges tabled against suspended President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and General Secretary Mr. Steve Blackett. The report recommended the expulsion from the party of both Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and Mr. Steve Blackett. The council considered the report and voted to expel both Messrs. Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and Mr. Steve Blackett from the party with immediate effect.
Acting DLP General Secretary Pedro Shepherd, Mr. Blackett tells Starcom Network News the development is hurtful given his many years of dedication to the DLP.
Yes, absolutely. I feel hurt from the point of view that I have given more than yeoman service to this party over the last 40 years. The function that I'm now performing as General Secretary, it's really to give back, to reciprocate. This party has been good to me. Put me in the cabinet and put me in the House of Assembly for 10 broken years. So I'm giving back. No, you will never see my name, Stephen Blackett, on any ballot paper in any general election in Barbados. I'm not interested in that electoral politics, mainstream electoral politics anymore. I am now giving back to this party as I have been over the last 40 years. I was one of the few people who actually used to get $350 every single month out of my salary to this party. Majority of the members who were sitting in the House were not making those contributions.
He believes the general membership should rally to his defense.
That's the kind of commitment I have to this party. And now they can look at me last night, 33 of them, 33, and repudiate the vote of the 510 people who voted for me. It must not stand. So I'm saying that the general membership of this party must rise up in holy indignation against this.
Steve Blackett, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, is also disappointed over the development and says the party is at a crossroads.
It's a dark day for the party and for democracy to have elected officers removed by a series of what were really ultra-virus actions. And really, it's up to the membership to decide what they want to do with their party for the purpose of the country. The party is literally at a fork in the road, and they can decide what they want, whether it is the new politics that we were trying to bring. Because really, you have to have a politics of hope and optimism and opportunities, and there cannot be any place for spite and hate and those kinds of things. That is not what the party needs. That is not what the country needs at this particular time.
Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, however, long-standing DLP member Hartley Reid, who has previously sought to bring a no-confidence motion against both Dr. Yearwood and Mr. Blackett, hails the move.
I am very happy that my party, the Democratic Labour Party, has come to a decision through my disciplinary committee and also my general counsel on this issue with the President Ronnie Yearwood and General Secretary Steve Blackett. This has gone on too long, and I was very happy when I heard this morning that both gentlemen have been expelled from the party.
DLP member Hartley Reid in the lunchtime edition. Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines sees the expulsion of Dr. George Bell and Steve Blackett from the DLP as a strategic move.
To simply remove Dr. Yearwood from the position of the president would still allow him, if he remained a member of the Democratic Labor Party, to be re-elected in the future, to be nominated to another position, and also to become a candidate in the future in one of the constituencies. So the expulsion is strategic in that it closes off this future for Dr. Yearwood within the Democratic Labor Party.
Another political scientist, Dr. George Bell, believed the decision was made with the intention of moving the party forward from the troublesome period it has been experiencing.
The decision seems to have been well thought through by the existing leadership of the Democratic Labor Party, and this is after a fairly troublesome period that they have experienced. It did not look like it could be resolved easily with the two members that have now been expelled being in the organization, because they have been persistent and stubborn in their resistance to the decisions of the constitutionally defined methods that the party has. And I believe that the party, therefore, because there is the right of appeal for over a year, would not want such an appeal to be hanging over their heads.
Dr. George Bell, Bermuda's National Security Minister Michael Weeks, is urging Bermudians to be fully prepared for the passage of Hurricane Ernesto that is forecast to be a large hurricane near Bermuda tomorrow and maintain hurricane strength through the weekend. The authorities have already indicated that the causeway there will also be closed by 10 p.m. today and through Saturday, with the Ministry of Public Works assessing the damage on Sunday to determine if it can be opened. New advice says travelers should consider getting vaccinated against Mpox, the monkeypox, if they will be visiting affected areas in Africa. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, ECDC, has updated its recommendations in response to outbreaks of a new strain of the virus. It says other continents, including Europe, can expect some cases too. Our top stories. The former DLP General Secretary, Steve Blackett, calls on the party's rank and file to rise up against his expulsion, saying he's hurt by the development. The also expelled former president, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, calls it a dark day for the party. Acting DLP General Secretary Pedro Shepherd explained the decision. He announced it to party members late last night, saying the disciplinary committee had made a recommendation to the General Counsel. A key DLP rank and file member, Hartley Reid, agrees with the expulsions, and political scientists Dr. Christina Hines and Dr. George Bell see the development as a strategic move by the party's new leadership to deal with their rivals. Bermuda gears up for the passage of Hurricane Ernesto. Travelers to parts of Africa advised to consider getting the monkeypox vaccine. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.